The Burt Show.
Usually it comes from your friends when they know who you're going out with and they know the guy also. They're like, don't go out with that guy. Don't go out with that guy. We know about him. It usually doesn't come from a professional, which is what happened this weekend with Abby and her blind date.
I basically got set up with a listener of the show, somebody who lives up in Indiana, and was like, I think I have this perfect guy for you. So you should just come to my wedding and that should be your first date. And I was like, okay. So that's what I did this weekend. Definitely. It's funny. It didn't even feel like the most high pressure date I've ever been on. Like, I feel like I've been on other dates where I'm like, oh, everything feels like it's falling apart. But this was just, it felt like weirdly normal. I was like, yeah, I'm just up in Indiana. I'm chatting with people, chatting with grandma, chatting with grandpa. And then here's this dude that's my friend from the internet now. We just went on this first date and we talked about it a little bit in the 7:30 hour. And so I'll pick up where I left off. So if you want like the full story, like if you want the dissertation, just go listen on the Burt Show podcast later. But where I left off was us finally meeting. And this is about 15 minutes before the ceremony. Things were running a little bit late. So we're all just kind of standing inside being like, what do we do? And then he comes and we start talking. I go on a 5-minute spiel about airports because I'm sexy. It's like, yeah, let me get this like really good sensual small talk and just tell you how much I hate the Tampa airport. And so we're talking and he's like, well, I got to go be a best man. Bye. And I'm like, you go do that. So we go down to the ceremony. That all happens. Kind of a funny little tidbit is it's this beautiful, beautiful ceremony. She walked down the aisle to Enchanted by Taylor Swift and her daughter's in the front row and I'm sitting right behind her daughter and her daughter is about 4 or 5, I think. And I know at that age, you got to do whatever you can to like make them entertained. And I guess she had a Barbie and like mid-ceremony as her grandfather is giving this beautiful speech, officiating this wedding. And I'm like tearing up because I'm like, oh, this is our listener. And she's like so in love with this man. They're so happy together. And her daughter's like stripping down this Barbie to now the Barbie is butt naked. And she's waving the Barbie around and she's like banging it around. And I'm like, this is so funny. Like, it's just, it felt really sweet. And I just kind of felt a part of the whole thing. Finally, we go back inside. They took like forever to take photos. I'm like, what are they doing? They're solving world peace. They're trying to figure out the housing crisis out there. And finally, he sits down and it just felt very comfortable, very normal. I'm like, oh, this is just, again, like I said, like this just doesn't feel weird at all. Mm-hmm. We danced together for most of the night. Again, took more tequila shots, probably housed about 12 of them that night. And we're just dancing and having a good time and chatting. And I just felt really a part of the whole group. It was great. Like, we're like dancing to No Hands, which is one of my favorite club songs to come on. And really, I feel like a lot of the fun happened like after the wedding, because there's all these like dive bars that you would expect to find in like middle of nowhere, yeah. Indiana, like pool bar, neon lights, pool bar,
awesome. Sounds
pool
great.
Table. It was great. And so again, we're again drinking more tequila. And this is the part of the night that I love most, because then you just get to like gossip. So me and him are sitting there at the bar and I'm asking him about his experience with, you know, trying to figure out if he wants to go out with this girl from the radio. And he goes, I have to be totally honest with you. I wasn't sure if this was going to go down because my assistant did some intel on you. And all I can feel is just like the room closing in on me, because this is like every first date I've ever been on. They're like, yeah, I Googled you and I saw your sugar daddy bit or whatever. And he goes,
that was not your, can I say this? For anybody that is going to listen, that is contemplating dating Abby for the first time, when you go online, that was not her idea. It was my idea.
Yeah. They never see it that way though. Right. Anyway, so I texted him about this and I was like, you need to tell me more about this PowerPoint that you got about me. Because apparently somebody at his work made a PowerPoint as to every reason he shouldn't go out with me. And basically he said, honestly, it wasn't that great, but, she's just saying, I'm looking out for you and I want to make sure we find out everything we can about this girl early on. He didn't send me the actual PowerPoint, 'cause I feel like that's probably against company policy.
So I'm guessing, is this guy like a CEO? I mean, he has assistant, people are putting PowerPoints together. He must be a person of influence in his in his job.
That's what I got. I heard that and I was like, oh, you're like a big deal. Love that. So anyway, so he says the first slide was the sugar daddy application questioning your intentions. But then I guess she listed a pro and the pro was at least she admits what she's looking for and you can find this out early. And then the second slide was the breakup podcast and it said you cannot be an a-hole at all or do anything for her to think that you are because apparently I'll go on. She clearly didn't listen to the podcast because that's not what it's about. And then finally, the third slide was about the Burt Show being this big following and it could be a massive PR risk. And then the fourth slide said, what if you tell them you knew nothing about this? Maybe legal can then get involved.
What?
And he goes, yeah, we were thinking about maybe sending the Burt Show a cease and desist.
What?
If we weren't into it. And was like, you must be insane to have agreed to this, because I'm like, this is my life. This is just an adventure. Yeah. I'm used to this. And I'm like, you're just getting wrapped up in this totally and completely and unexpectedly. So we had a really great time the rest of the night. We just spent most of the night driving around, listening to music and drinking tequila. But my mom has been sending me flights. She's like, we're going to Tampa next weekend. Do you want to come with us? And I'm like, oh my God, can we chill for 4 seconds? But I had a really great time. And we're still chatting. So it's been fun.
And what you told us, I want to underscore what you just said. They are still chatting. You don't need to say anything more than that, but yes, you guys are still chatting.
We're just still chatting. And my mom is like trying to justify spending $700 to fly to Tampa this weekend.
The Burt Show.